Welcome, everybody. Share number 1599. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas, Moshe Daif, Ben Rabar, and Zisa, Lila Nishmas, Blima Basra, Moshe, Lirafur, Shalem, Rafol, Moshe Chaim, Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so of course, we're in the middle of the halachas of Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kiss, how that works. We're giving various different examples of muksa machmas chasarin kis, and of course we want to keep in mind that you could have the same item whereby one would be chasarin kis, one would be not. We spoke about a cell phone, we spoke about a laptop. Sometimes somebody has their old cell phone that it's ready, finished. You know, there's nothing left. The information is gone. Person has a new cell phone. The old one just is there. Let's say cases of emergency, or even the kids might play with it. Whatever the case is, I'm talking about during the week, right? So then all that obviously would just be klisha malachta le'iser, right? So, but it would not be chaser and kiss. But the new one, the new laptop, or the, let's say the laptop where a person has their information, or the new cell phone we spoke about last time, where the person now, that's their cell phone, so that would also fall under chaser and kiss. One is very particular, nothing should happen to it, and so on. And it shouldn't be used for other purposes. Okay, so getting back to some more examples of chasar and kis, muksa machmas chasar and kis, he brings down the Sefer Klalam on page Nun Vav, is like a kis shel mois, like a wallet or a little place where they keep all their information. It doesn't badafka have to be money. Afilu kasha'in boy mois, right? A person, let's say, many people, not everybody, but many people in their wallet, they have all their information. They have their cards, they have their health insurance cards, they have their driver's license. They have so many different things in there that, you know, if something happens to that wallet, they're in hot water, you know. And during the week, they're careful to keep it. The wallets many times are kept in a special place, right? And a person's careful. Now, it shouldn't just be used for whatever any other reason. And a person's particular, nothing should happen to it for all those things. License, right? The various different cards that they need. Registration to the car, whatever. There's so many important items that go into a wallet besides just money itself. So afilu kasha'in boy mois, he says, even though there's no money in the wallet, we're talking about a wallet where somebody keeps their stuff. A person has an old wallet that they used from 10 years ago, that's not the issue. That's a different story. But we're talking about that would also be muksa l'chayra, but that would be probably, it's hard to say, but maybe machmas gufay. Either chasarin kis, or muksa machmas gufay, or klisha malachta le'isra. Okay, but it doesn't matter. We're not getting into an old wallet. We're talking about right now somebody, their main wallet, where they keep their papers, they keep their driver's license, they keep their health insurance card, and all the things that are very precious to them. I feel like Kashayim by Moses says, even though there's no money in the wallet at that time, Kashamak Bidlish Tamish Imay Rak Moes Kadesh Layis Kalkal. So the bottom line is, he's saying even if one is machmir, not only to use it for money, okay, but be it as it may, the regular wallets that hold all those information would be taka fall under the category of muksa machmas chasar and kis. That's what he says, also l'talta gadin muksa machmas chasar and kis, a wallet where they keep their money and all these different type of things. Also, you have not just always a wallet, but sometimes somebody has like a holder, a card holder. Right, again, they keep their license. Many people do that also. They're in that card holder. They keep their license and they keep their health insurance card and they keep the all the various different things, items that they need on a daily basis, credit cards and whatever, various different type of things. So l'chayra, that would also be muksa machmas chasarin kis. You know, it doesn't dafka have to be the wallet where it's a quote-unquote wallet where the money is there, or it's made for the money, because that is where they keep their cards. But if they have like a card holder and they have all those important papers over there also, again, it falls under the guidelines. The person is careful that they don't want it to be used for other purposes, and they're worried that it shouldn't be... They shouldn't get rude, nothing should happen to them, they shouldn't lose the papers, they shouldn't lose their driver's license, and a good chunk of the time, people actually keep it in a separate place also. They have their place where I keep my wallet, I go to sleep, I put my wallet here, I go to sleep, I put my card holder in this place, you know, so you have all the conditions of chasar and kis, kishekeveya, loy makam, sometimes that's another right thing that we spoke about, so that would fall, so all these things would fall under the guidelines of muksa machmas chasar and kis. Okay, so that's basically the story as far as that goes. And like we said, a wallet, so he brings down whether it's a new wallet that somebody didn't use yet, then they're not sure if they'll use it. Okay, that could be different also. Or an old wallet that's already old and used, that also would be different. But the one that's basically being used, or if somebody actually bought one, that's sort of like, quote unquote, like we spoke about last time, this is the perfect wallet for me and I want to make sure nothing happens to it, even though possibly before they started even using it, and maybe the cards are not in there yet, but this is the one I finally found the perfect wallet. I finally found the perfect card holder type of a thing, right? You know, sometimes a person, they go through wallet after wallet, and this one is no good, or this one is good. I finally found the perfect one. I don't want anything happening to it again. It's all totally in the das of the balabas, the one who owns it. They put it over there on the side, whatever. Nothing should happen, and they're very careful, particular that like this, they come Sunday, they start using it. So that lechayim would also fall under muksa machmas chaser in case. Again, it's totally in the das of the balabas of the item. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.